You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, I stink. Please give me advice on how to handle body odor and gas. I feel like I always smell. You know, this is an email that I saw a couple days ago, and I actually haven't written him back yet because this is kind of a long one. You know, when I hear that people call me up and they say they stink, you know, I always want to find out what is it that really, really smells. Now, you know, many of us, right, you know, we don't like to talk about those subjects. We don't like to think it happens. But can you imagine what this poor guy is going through if he really thinks he smells? Okay, first and foremost, let's just all, before we even move on with today's show, just stop for a second here, okay? I think everybody needs to find themselves a medical buddy. Do you guys have a medical buddy? Does anybody have a medical buddy? Okay. The medical buddy has to be somebody assigned that will be extremely honest, will have absolutely nothing to gain, is not a part of your will, is not any part of your health proxy, isn't going to sleep with your wife till you know, if you die, God forbid, or whatever. Okay, it has to be somebody who has absolutely nothing to gain by messing with your head. No, by telling you what they think. Okay, so like, for example, this medical buddy is somebody that you would ask, okay, you know, does it look like I have an extra chin? Does it look like one side of my face is drooping? Do you think I smell? Okay, you know, I had a patient come in and said, will you smell me? I think I smell. And he stuck his arm. Luckily, it was just his, forearm. Okay, you know, I didn't have to smell any underarms or anything. So I smelled his forearm, and I didn't smell anything. I didn't smell anything that smelled like molasses or ammonia or sugar or anything like that, or ketones. And I'm like, no, I don't smell it. So first, you need a very, very objective opinion. And if you don't have a medical buddy, you go to the doctor, okay? And you tell the doctor, I think I smell. Now, some doctors will not smell you. All right, because of Obamacare and how little we get paid, all right, we don't have to now take on any extra aromas than we've had to all these decades up until now. Okay, but for somebody like me, yeah, if somebody needs me to take a whiff of something, I do it. But, guys, I'm really having trouble with you bringing in your sputum. I really can't look at any more sputum, so please don't bring that in. And, no, I will not look at your stool samples if it's any time around lunch. But if you do have somebody who's a buddy of yours that could say, you want to know what? Yeah, you do have BO, okay? Then get a second opinion, okay? Get a second opinion. And if you do always have some sort of smell or scent or whatever, then. But I can't tell you how so many times people will come in saying they think they have a smell, and nobody knows what the hell they're talking about. They're just smelling it. It's just something on the inside. Now, that could be another issue. Okay, I diagnosed a fungal infection in somebody's nose because they always smelled a smell. Well, always smelling a smell is something that is you know, could also be sign of a very bad sinus infection, too, or some sort of odd esoteric sinus thing. So, you know, it is extremely important to know. I want to know. I don't just blame you, you know, for having, I don't know, some sort of delusion. You know, I look into it because that's kind of important stuff, you know. And then next, okay, well, what are you eating? A lot of the things you eat will get secreted in your sweat. And so, for example, if you, let's say, eat a lot of garlic or you eat a lot of acidic foods or something, you know, sometimes that could get secreted out. That could be an issue. If you're cutting your carbs, you could smell pretty ketotic. Ketones are kind of a very disgusting, fruity type smell. I don't like it. I lived with that smell because grandma was diabetic. I don't like the ketone smell. I could identify it a mile away, and I am not happy to identify it. So it could be that. And then it could be you're having a cleanliness issue, okay? A lot of you do not know when to apply deodorant. I've talked about that. You need to apply deodorant at night before you go to bed. Then the deodorant ends up clogging up the pores, which, by the way, still kind of makes the hair on the back of my neck kind of stand up. I get really nervous about, you know, clogging up pores and trying to nature from happening. But deodorant does work best when you apply it at night. You take a shower at night, you put the deodorant on, then just do a quick clean in the morning, and your deodorant should technically work. A good deodorant is supposed to work all day. I know a lot of us put our deodorant on in the morning. I do. I put my deodorant on in the morning because I like to shower in the morning. So, but at night, the night before, breath is an issue. Your underwear. You know, a lot of you may think that you really clean your underwear properly, and you don't. I mean, a big thing, if ever anybody in my family stinks, is because the stupid cat peed up a piece of our clothing, and we didn't know that they got a nick of a corner of it. You know, you think the shirt is clean, you've washed it, and trying to get rid of cat urine is next to impossible. So, you know, those types of things. Maybe you are really gassy. You know, another thing that a lot of people don't realize, which is just something that, you know, should be known, is you may pass gas, think it's already out there in the air, you could walk and leave the room. No, it could still stay on you. A lot of people don't realize that. Certain smells stay on you. I mean, remember we were talking about third-hand smoke and how many times I could tell you're a smoker, even if you smoked outside, because you just stink of it because the particulates land on your clothes. I know you're a smoker no matter how much you lie and say you aren't. Same thing with gas. So you try to burp into your shirt or toot or something, your clothes still smell it. All right. So then how to stay clean, how to help with certain smells. Mints are great. Deodorant is great. The body sprays don't last that long. And I really want you guys to be careful with a lot of the perfumey things. But perfumes do distract. So a lot of people will body spray and you may not notice. You know, a lot of older people, they're really embarrassed by this, but they'll like pee when they cough or something. Or men will dribble and they'll actually have urine on their clothes. And they can't change it till the end of the day. Have an extra pair of shorts or underwear. Why not? Use a little padding. It's common stuff. But you don't have to smell and you don't have to be embarrassed. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. And we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
Lion. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society has asked me to raise money for research and to help people pay their medical bills that are fighting blood cancer. This is a great, great cause because, of course, it includes kids. So the campaign to raise money for these kids and adults is going to start this Friday. I am going to be asking you guys for help. One such thing would be like a $5 for life campaign where we try to get everybody we know to donate just $5. Another idea I have is in some of your neighborhoods, if you guys want to do like a garage sale where everybody kind of donates, shall we say, some lightly used stuff, a couple of you kind of organize a garage sale with that money. All right, use that as a donation for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. There are so many ways we could fundraise without it hurting anybody financially. And with the way healthcare is going and how scary it's been and how many people's copays are going up, private sector like you and I need to jump in ASAP. And this is what we need to do. Luckily, this is a charity I could stand behind, and I trust the money does go to the families, okay? Yeah, I understand a lot of companies do have marketing budgets, etc., but I've seen how these guys spend what they spend it on, and I've seen my patients actually get the financial assistance firsthand. So this is some real stuff. If you guys can donate directly, please go to my website at drdahlia.com, email me, and starting Friday, we'll be able to take donations. There's also a website link that you could click on as well. Again, if you just want ideas or if you know somebody you can go to, please go to my website at drdahlia.com. I usually don't like to talk about fundraising a lot. I'll tell you guys about certain things that are out there and try to get them some media attention. But this, I am really, really standing behind. In fact, I have actually started a sub contest with other radio hosts. I feel so strongly about this, and we need to raise as much money as possible, that I am actually putting out a prize for the best fundraiser out there, the person that could come up with the most donations, just so we can get this thing as sprawled out and octopused as much as possible. It's an octopus because of the eight legs. Yeah, we could get eight. We could get any degree of people helping. So I actually organized this campaign called the Frost contest for the top fundraising radio host. So for those of you out there in radio that want to join, we got a great contest started just so we could try to help these kids and help these adults. I'm a huge, huge fan of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Definitely go to my website, email me, and I'll give you guys all the juicy details. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. This headline came out saying doctors are concerned over drugs quality imported from India. They say generic drugs quality imported from India, they said, is not up to the mark. This is being reported by multiple agencies, and they say some of the U.S. doctors are being concerned because of recalls. Now, Indian manufacturers supply about 40% of generic medicine and over-the-counter the drugs in U.S. After Canada, they appear to be the second biggest suppliers. Now, they say the FDA has banned imports of drugs from Ranbaxy Laboratories, Wockhardt LTD, and Sun Pharmaceutical Industries, citing quality control problems such as sanitation and data manipulation. That's pretty scary. Head of cardiology at the Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Stephen Neeson, said they have been lately started realizing the gravity of the problem, and it is terrible. They say the Indian companies are not the only drug makers warned by the FDA that have recalled their products. Remember, Johnson & Johnson had to recall a bunch of products in the last 5 years, from children's Tylenol to artificial hips, etc. They said Boehringer Ingelheim from Germany had talked about shutting down its USA contract manufacturing unit because of manufacturing violations that resulted in shortages of the cancer drug Doxil. Remember, there was also fake counterfeit drugs? It's ridiculous. Now, apparently, from what I understand, the Indian companies are rejecting the claim and the criticism, et cetera. We go to generics and we really, really rely on generic medicines. And I have been a huge fan of the Ranbaxy. A lot of my patients have been using Ranbaxy generics. You know, they show me what they're on. I look at it. You know, it's been working. You know, so I see the company that these people are getting their generics from. I do. I mean, we doctors end up starting to really learn the generic companies almost as much as we learn the pharmaceutical companies. And I've never personally seen an issue. But now we're getting, you know, we're hearing that there are quality control problems, possible data manipulation. That is some scary stuff. So what do you do as a consumer if you are now being told to just go generic to save money, and now you're being told that some of the generics may be a little bit messed up, shall we say? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. All right. Your job is, with any medication, you make sure there's follow-up. Don't just ask your doctor for a year's supply. Make sure there's follow-up. So if you are on a generic cholesterol medication or diabetic medication, you do blood work fairly regularly. If you are on a generic blood pressure medication, make sure you check in and see the doctor. If you are on a generic cardiological medication, let's say, all right, again, do your follow-ups. Right now, the trend in medicine is to be as, cheap as possible. To go to the doctor as little as possible, take the generic, cheapest medicine, and we're starting to be concerned about quality. Now, here I am, I'm feeling a little duped, because on the radio, I'm telling everybody generic is just as good. generic is fine. And with most of my patients, I've been noticing generic is fine. I rarely have to say brand name. I am very comfortable with a lot of the generics. But if you're now telling me that a lot of these generics could have data manipulation or be made in unsanitary conditions, quit telling us doctors to tell people to go generic. So the FDA better figure this out and fast, because we are having a crisis that is even developing within another crisis. As pharmaceutical companies start going under and start really feeling the pinch, their prices are going to go up, because they are going to need to make whatever bang for their buck they can under this Obamacare. So if you can't take a generic because you don't trust it, you won't be able to turn that easily to the brand name, because the brand name is going to be very, very expensive. So FDA, please get a clue. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, St. John's Wort herbal remedies. Many of you guys take St. John's Wort because it's supposed to help increase your body's serotonin. Now, they say that these herbal remedies could block contraceptive implants, hence cause pregnancy. What we have found is two women, I believe in England, got pregnant while taking St. John's Wort because they thought that they would, that their contraception or whatever, even pill. I even believe it could interact with oral contraceptives. Apparently, it caused a decrease in the efficacy of that. They say a total of 19 reports of suspected interactions involving St. John's Wort and hormonal contraceptives have been filed since 2000. Now, that's 19 reports in 14 years. That's not a lot. But four were for implants, and 15 resulted in unplanned pregnancy. St. John's Wort, many of you take for mild to moderate depression. It could also interact with immunosuppressive drugs and potentially lead to transplant rejection. All right. Usually, I think many of these medications already have the warning out. I think they already do. So anyway, patients are advised right now to tell the doctor if they are using St. John's Wort when they are prescribed a contraceptive or receiving the implant. Can I just tell you guys this right now? Let me just tell you right now. And we'll talk about, after the break, interactions, what interacts with some medications and not, because garlic can also interact, ginger. We need to talk to you guys about, what interacts. So I'm going to get to that after the break. But can I just say right now, if any of you guys are taking birth control, always have backup. Don't just trust the birth control, because birth control is never 100% anyway. The only thing that's 100% is abstinence. So your condom, your birth control pill, your IUD, nothing is 100%. Even, by the way, your tubes tied. I have diagnosed 5 people with pregnancy who have had their tubes tied. Why? They still had a uterus, and that egg got in there somehow. Or the sperm and the egg fertilized and landed in the uterus somehow. So nothing is 100% anyway. And then on top of that, you throw an over-the-counter supplement into the mix? Then no. So as far as I'm concerned, always use backup protection. Always expect that whatever you are taking could possibly decrease the efficacy of your birth control, whether it's antibiotics or whatnot. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show, and on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia. Now, let me tell you right now that there are multiple sites that you could go to, whether it Medscape or I think WebMD, where you could type in your herb and see what can interact with a medicine that you're taking. All right, there should be a very. I just pulled up one on Medscape, which looked great. And we've talked about interactions. When it starts getting more sunny throughout the United States, I'll also talk to you about which medications you need to avoid the sun. A lot of you don't realize that there's a lot of antibiotics. There's certain diuretics, blood pressure medications you guys need to avoid the sun. Anyway, we were talking about just in the last segment how St. John's wort could unfortunately hurt the efficacy of your birth control. So you need to definitely be careful with that. You also have phototoxicity, where with St. John's wort you could also get this elevated itching erythematous lesions, these things where your body kind of reacts almost, I don't want to say blisters, but seems to kind of welt up because of the sun. So you sometimes need to be extremely careful with St. John's wort and the sun. Ginkgo biloba, right? We know that ginkgo biloba, right? Not Balboa, but ginkgo biloba, has been known to inhibit platelet aggregation, therefore improve blood flow and cognitive function, all right? However, you've got to be extremely careful because many of you guys take ginkgo biloba for memory. You need to be extremely careful if you're on blood thinners because if you're taking aspirin, you could unfortunately with this cause a bleed. You know, many of you, right before you go into surgery, they give you a list of things to not take. In fact, you're starting to get a piece of paper that's a one-liner saying don't take nothing over the counter a week or two before surgery because we just don't know if it's going to mess with you. Okay? They also have been found that even with Tylenol, there was a case with a 33-year-old woman who was diagnosed with bilateral subdural hematomas a couple years after she had ingested the ginkgo biloba. This has been reported by AAFP.org. Her other medications were Tylenol, acetaminophen, and an ergotamine caffeine preparation that she used probably for headaches, which she only used briefly. Apparently, her bleeding times jumped when she was taking the ginkgo biloba. So that's something you guys need to be aware of. Of course, ephedra compounds, luckily, are not over-the-counter, but ephedra, kind of like the herbal fenfen sort of products, etc., those types of things could also cause issues with some of your medications, nervousness, tremor, headaches, etc. I'm trying to think which ephedra we don't really see as much anymore because it was banned from over-the-counter. We're not supposed to be using these anymore, but I remember there were some medications that you could not mix with that, ideally blood pressure medications, of course. Then they say ginseng. You got to be very careful with ginseng and if you guys are taking warfarin or Coumadin because that could also mess up the ability for you to have proper blood thinning. Kava. Many of you guys take kava because it's an herbal sedative. It's supposed to be anti-anxiety, calming effects. You need to still be very, very careful. Apparently, there was a person who took the kava with the Xanax and with Tagamet. Tagamet is a medicine used for allergies, and then, or no, it's the stomach. The Tagamet was for the stomach acid, and then Hytrin. I haven't written Tagamet in years, and then Hytrin for prostate. They became extremely lethargic, disoriented. You can't be taking kava with any other sedatives, and I would really avoid a lot of supplements when we're talking about supplements and prostate. I just get so scared and so nervous about you not being able to pee, right? If there's some sort of, that's one of the scariest things. We have to go to a hospital and get catheterized because you can't urinate. So you need to be extremely careful with that. Garlic can interfere with a lot of anti-clotting medications and garlic can interfere with cyclosporine. Many of you guys have taken cyclosporine for psoriasis or to prevent transplant rejection. Garlic, unfortunately, could interact with them. The valerian root. Some of you guys take valerian root as a sedative. That can intensify the effect of anesthetics. Do not go into surgery after having valerian roots. Okay? Glucosamine and chondroitin. Many of you guys take glucosamine and chondroitin, therefore arthritis pain. They could also affect clotting agents. Oh, I'm sorry. Whew, sorry, I was about to burp. Black cohosh. Black cohosh, a lot of you guys take, and you take it to help hot flashes and a variety of other issues. It could actually interact with tamoxifen. Many of you guys, ladies on tamoxifen to prevent breast cancer recurrence or to prevent you getting from breast cancer, you end up having hot flashes, so you go to black cohosh. That could interact with tamoxifen. They say cat's claw can interact with clotting agents and blood pressure medications. We've talked about grapefruit and all the different medications you need to avoid with grapefruit, especially cholesterol medication. What grapefruit does is it interrupts some of the enzymes that are trying to break down many of the drugs such that you end up having higher levels of the drugs in your blood system, and that could be toxic. And we're talking just one baby glass of grapefruit juice, and the effect could last as long as 24 hours. They say, please avoid grapefruit juice with your cholesterol medicine. They also say to avoid it with blood pressure medicine, with psychiatric drugs, and guys, avoid grapefruit juice with Viagra. So, as you can see, when in doubt, keep it out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I don't know if Tetris is trying to make a comeback here, but many of us haven't played Tetris in 15 years because we have all these other games, Angry Birds and Candy Crush, etc. Well, they say playing a game of Tetris can actually reduce the strength of food and nicotine cravings. All right? Playing Tetris. This was a study that came out, I remember, a year ago. I think this is a second follow-up study on that. Researchers had used visual games to interrupt cravings before, but only when they had induced the cravings. Okay? These are for people whose, I guess, cravings were just naturally. Okay? So, just people getting hungry. Okay? They took about 119 college-age, mostly female students, okay, who were, you know, whether they were craving or not, they were just supposed to be normal, nothing out of the ordinary with them. Half the students had the game, and I guess the other had a load screen and an error message that they couldn't play. Then all the students filled out the craving questionnaire. For those that got to play, obviously, we knew this was coming, less cravings. Two-thirds of them reported craving something at the beginning of the test. 58 wanted food or a drink, 10 wanted caffeine, 12 wanted nicotine. The remaining 39 hadn't craved anything. Then the cravings got weaker over time, and they weakened faster to a greater extent among those who played Tetris. Now, what journal published this? The journal Appetite. Yeah, there's a journal called Appetite, a whole journal. I don't know if it's a weekly journal or not, but hopefully people have an appetite for that kind of journalism. For instance, they said one tool they measured the craving strength on a scale of 1 to 100. So, for example, do I crave chocolate? I crave chocolate at 99.99999. Among people who reported initially craving something, the strength of those cravings fell from 59 to 45. Distraction, I have to say, is a huge adjunct to diet therapy. I mean, whenever I've lost weight, it's because I've been very, very busy. Okay? It's not because I actively go, oh, I'm going to eat a salad instead of a burger or something like that. I don't really like burgers too much. But it's not because of that. It's because I'm so busy that my appetite is down and I just eat less. Now, I'm not saying go to video games to diet. I don't think that's a good swap. I really don't. But I do think that us, you know, using a little bit of distraction when you're hungry works. Why do you think so many people smoke and continue to smoke? I can't tell you how many of my patients say, Dahlia, I can quit smoking. I just don't want to because every time I get hungry, I go and smoke. How do you think I keep my weight down? Well, I don't want you guys going to smoking, all right? And I'd love to get you guys off nicotine. If it takes playing a little video game, why not? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No Hair Removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is very interesting. I'm looking at this article saying 20 minutes of exercise a day can ward off the flu. And if you just do regular activity, you could ward off the flu by 10%. All right, so the figures come from Flu Survey. Flu Survey is an online flu study run by the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. About 4,800 participants answered questions, and they found that if you exercise, and we're talking like vigorous exercise. They said moderate exercise doesn't seem to work, but more vigorous exercise, like playing some sort of sports or running or aerobics or whatever, a few days throughout the week, that could actually stave off flu. Now, I noticed when I was in medical school running like I used to run, you know, I wouldn't get sick as much. Now, true, I was in my 20s, okay? And I still think the hospital setting, despite what a lot of people think, is still fairly clean, Okay? I mean, I think I'm still somehow protected because there's, you know, sanitizers and all sorts of stuff. I mean, they didn't really have hand sanitizers there like they do now. They did have soap that was very bubbly, and it was supposed to have a newer type of sanitizer, but hand sanitizers weren't around like they were, like they are now when I was in medical school. But, you know, I did notice when I exercised a lot, I seemed to get sick less. Now, of course, you know, being older, you don't seem to exercise the way like you used to. But I do remember that exercise did seem to help stave off the flu. And so I'm a huge fan of that. I do, though, have to again warn you that I don't want you guys to overextend exercise until you know what's going on. Apparently a 17-year-old, I saw this had caught my eye, and I haven't read the article, but we have another 17-year-old teenager who dropped dead in a sport. I believe she was also running a marathon. Heart couldn't handle it. So I want to make sure everybody's heart can handle things. Make sure you check in with the heart doctor or your regular doctor to get checked. Okay? But the idea that exercise can help stave off flu, absolutely. For those of you, now, is it because you're outdoors? Is it because you're getting outdoors and is it sun or is it actual aerobic exercise? Okay, see, a lot of us, in order to be working out and getting the, you know, getting the aerobic exercise that we need, a lot of times it's not in the gym, it's outside. So you wonder if there's also something to out, you know, getting some fresh air. Now, you know, many of us in the last few decades, we started to kind of debunk the myth of the idea of fresh air because many of us live in very highly polluted areas. And I started to notice when I would run outside, I don't have asthma, but I would definitely feel airway resistance because of all the pollutions from the cars. You know, at that time, the cars were just starting to have to follow a lot more guidelines in terms of smog checks, et cetera. Smog checks were starting to come out more regularly, et cetera. But, you know, so a lot of us will say, why am I going outside? There's, you know, there's too much, well, that, you know, don't be in the level or the dearth of the city. You need to go to some of the outer upper areas. You don't want to be in the center abyss. You know, oh, is that the music? Oh, looks like I'm done. No way. Oh, that's funny. I think it's too early for me to be done. All right, well, you know what? I guess we're going to rock and roll to some music. Let me find out what's going on. Hey, Tom, what's up? Okay. Looks like some of the music is on. All right, well, I guess we got music. All right. Let me hold on and see what's going on. Okay, the music's off. Okay, good. I don't mind. I don't mind if we're rocking and rolling to music. I think it's good. I could just sing some more. All right, so anyway, don't go to the center abyss of the city. Yeah, what I recommend people do then is if they think the air is bad, just kind of go up. Try to go to the outskirts or near a hill or something like that. But definitely, I think outdoors is extremely important. Whether you want to lather up sunscreen or not, I'll leave that up to you and your dermatologist because I know it's important to avoid skin cancer. But I think that's a part of it, too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Breastfed babies. They say babies breastfed for 2 years or more. This is one of the first negative studies I've seen on breastfeeding. They're saying now these kids are more at risk for tooth decay. Are you kidding me? All right, here we are. We're being told that we should breastfeed these kids as long as possible. Now researchers are saying that kids who are breastfed for extended periods are more likely to have tooth decay. They discovered that the more frequently a mother breastfeeds her child after the age of two, the more likely the child is to have severe tooth decay. Led by Benjamin Chaffee at the University of California, Berkeley, they looked at cavities in kids from Porto Alegre, Brazil. And most of the babies, I guess, were old enough to eat solid foods, but of course they were still taking on breast milk, which I think is cool. I'm totally cool with, you know, moms breastfeeding till the kid's two, three, whatever. All right. You know, when the kid's, you know, kindergarten age, I think that's a little hard. All right. But I guess they looked at babies who were fed fruits and vegetables and organic meat and cookies and honey, etc., and they found that the breastfed group appeared to be more at risk for the cavities. Now, why is it? Is it because they fall asleep and they still have the milk on their teeth? Is it because they just, I guess maybe the saliva seems to coat the teeth and then, it prevents the, you know, bacteria from getting broken down? Is it because of the sugars? I don't know. You know, I wonder if they studied that. If a diabetic mom's breast milk is a lot more sugary, you wonder. You know? But right now, the World Health Organization is recommending that babies are fed breast milk exclusively for the first 6 months of their lives. Then you could start doing solid foods. Yeah, I need to tell you guys, stop giving your kids solid foods at 2 to 3 months. You guys say your baby's always hungry. Your baby's always hungry. By 4 months of age is when the baby's GI tract can maybe kind of get the whole rice cereal thing. Not before that. So I would not start loading up cereals and things like that into the baby's bottle before the baby is, 4 months old. Then slowly introduce it, okay? But usually solid foods we start to introduce at the six-month mark, okay? The World Health Organization also recommends continued breastfeeding up to age 2 and beyond. I think what it is kids get breastfed, and then we throw them right back into bed. I did that with my kids in the bottle, too. When I was done breastfeeding, and we were a bottle, I fed them the bottle, and I put them to bed. I didn't stop and brush their teeth. Why? Because I wanted them to go to sleep, right? I wanted them to go to sleep. I wasn't going to wake them up with a good toothbrushing. I think that's the problem. So you need to make sure that you're brushing your kids' teeth regularly throughout the day. And make sure they see a pediatric dentist, okay? I think seeing a pediatric dentist is extremely important. Many of you guys wait until they're at the, kindergarten age. No, these kids have rotten teeth by 2 years of age. You got to get that checked out. They say TV and computer time are tied to heavier, less happy kids. We're starting to see more depression in kids and more obesity. I know there was a study saying obesity is leveling off in kids. We still see obesity on the rise as far as I'm concerned in my neck of the woods. All right? And many kids are on computers just way too much. But what we're forgetting is that kids are being less happy. You're not seeing them run around and giggle and playing outside like they used to. You're seeing them upset because of something happened with the role of their video game. Now, why is that? Okay, it's because we parents aren't parenting. Get the kids away from the computers. Get the kids away from their TV. There's study after study saying this isn't good. And just use your common sense. Get the kids playing. Now, I understand a lot of us are worried about abductions. I get that. All right, well, there's ways they could play in the house. There are ways they could play. There's still ways to run around and do certain things, okay? I mean, you don't, if you're that worried about the kid being outside, I really urge a sport. Having your kids in some sort of a sport, make sure their hearts get checked. That's important. Trust me, the kid is going to be happier. That's another thing, too. I'm tired of these kids being insolent and not listening to parents or teacher. Get them a good coach. You have a good football coach or soccer coach or baseball coach. These guys really whip them into line. You know, one of my, I guess my kids are in Taekwondo, and one of them back-talked me, and I didn't realize they did it. His teacher stopped the whole class to make sure he fixed up with Mama. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
2 big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
Yeah?
you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.